The new year begins with retirement for USDA's chief economist, Joe Glauber. But before he goes, he has a look at what he thinks 2015 has in store for the agriculture industry.
Over the next year, we're looking at something that looks very, very similar to this year. That is lower prices than what we've seen in the near past. That is, 2007 to 2013, but still higher than what we saw in that first part of that 2000 decade, the 2000 to 2005 level. So, again, I think, demand and everything continues to be very strong. We're probably seeing record levels of demand for most commodities this year again. So it means that despite these big record crops, we're still seeing a lot of increase in overall use, which means that stock levels are increasing, but not quite at the rate that you might have thought otherwise.
Glauber reflects on his time with government service, including serving as deputy chief economist for USDA for 15 years prior to being appointed chief following the retirement of Keith Collins in 2008.
It's been a great job, and I've enjoyed this, and I think particularly with the World Board work. But it's been a good job. I can't complain. I'd have to say, I'd say it's the best job, although I always contend that being deputy chief economist was the best job. But no, it's a good job, and it's been, you're working with a lot of different people. I tell you, no year, I've been in this office since 1992. Every year's been different in terms of what issues are big, what issues are important. You clearly are doing things, looking at the same issues year in, year out, but like any market, it's a different year. And so that's been great. Keeps you active. This has been a great 30 years here, and I will miss it a lot.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA will miss Joe Glauber.
I told him privately, and I said publicly, that I don't think anybody has a higher level of credibility from USDA than Joe Glauber.
USDA's Deputy Chief Economist Robert Johansson has been named Acting Chief. Johansson has served as USDA's Deputy Chief Economist since 2012. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.